Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Shuti Babbitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Murphy goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Fisk settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fisk. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Armas moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas scores. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Shuti Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Babbitt reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. McKay goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Heath and he is out, Picciolo applying the tag. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Babbitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Lozinski goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Athletics. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Picciolo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Bernazard throws to Fisk, who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKay. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. McKay steals second. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Babbitt strikes out. One out. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Babbitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Picciolo takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Picciolo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Armas is walked intentionally. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 4 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.